Thank you, Saraha, and greetings to everybody. About 5 years ago, I had the unpleasant experience of partially losing my eyesight. I think most of you know about that. And as you perhaps also know, throughout my life, I've been a great reader. So to lose my eyesight, even partially, was quite an affliction. But even so, there are always compensations, even for afflictions like that. And one of the results was that I started listening to the radio a little more than I had been doing. Also perhaps seeing more people than I had been seeing. But listening to the radio over the years, I noticed something. I noticed that every now and then there would be an anniversary celebrated. There seems to be quite a lot of anniversaries around. I remember the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Trafalgar. That was celebrated with a few programs. And more recently, there's been programs around the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Rome. And at present, on the anniversary front, we're in the midst of all sorts of programs about the Falklands War of 25 years ago. And of course, looking beyond secular events to events of a Buddhist nature, which have been celebrated in recent months, looking back to last October, there was the 50th anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar's conversion to Buddhism, which of course was followed by the conversion of tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people in India and elsewhere. So many anniversaries. And it does seem that anniversaries are rather important. They have a collective importance. They have an individual importance. There are collective anniversaries. There are individual, personal anniversaries. They form part of our history. They remind us of what has happened. They help create continuity. They help create a story. They help to create a sense of either collective or individual, personal, identity and continuity. And so it is, therefore, that today we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the founding of the FWBO. I must say that I was a little disappointed, actually, when I learned that there wasn't going to be the usual big national celebration here in the UK. I understand, though, that plans are afoot to give us next year a bigger and better celebration, not of course of our 40th, but of our 41st anniversary. And I suppose we shall have to be content with that. I'm assured that it will be something rather different and very attractive, and many, many people are expected to attend. But anyway, even though there isn't this year a national celebration of FWBO Day, well, here in Birmingham, we're celebrating it, and I'm very glad to see and to know that people are coming to take part in this celebration from a number of other centres. And it's very good that we could all be together on this occasion.